Let's pray. Heavenly Father, would you speak your word to us, that we would truly hear your word, and that it would bear fruit in our lives to your honor and glory. And so we pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Would you please be seated? So you've heard about Jesus, you've heard him teach, and your heart was strangely warmed. You've heard that he's outwitted other religious leaders, and you kind of like that. You've heard that he's healed people, and you kind of like that too. You know that doctors can't heal you. Doctors haven't been able to heal your child. But you hear that Jesus is on a boat heading to a place near the town over, and so you drop everything, you pick up your sick child, you pick up your walking cane, and you head over to him. At the moment, you don't know or probably wouldn't care that Jesus wants to be alone so he can grieve, but you need him. You and thousands of other people go to where he is in the hopes of getting what you need. But you have no idea what this encounter with Jesus is actually going to be like. So we're going to look at this surprising encounter. So if you would, turn in your bulletins to Matthew 14, which was just read a moment ago. I want you to have it in your hands so you can put your eyes on it. But we're going to look at this miracle together, and we're going to see a few things that are essential to what Jesus does in this unexpected miracle. And so I'm going to offer you three surprising things that Jesus does in this surprising miracle. So first, in this event, Jesus miraculously provides what they need, what they come and ask for. So this section is usually called the feeding of the 5,000, though later we'll see there was actually quite a bit more than that. But in this event, that is actually what happens. But first, before we even get to that part, look at verse 14. A crowd gathers, and Jesus has compassion on them and heals their sick. Jesus has been told that his cousin and ministry partner, John, that's John the Baptist, has been murdered. And Jesus goes off alone to grieve. And when he gets there, when he gets to his alone place, he finds a huge crowd waiting for him, and so he rebukes them for getting in his way and goes off in a huff. No, verse 14 says, when he went ashore and saw this great crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now, this is not encouraging workaholism. There are always people who need help. Our needs still matter, and we need to take care of ourselves. But even in his pain, Jesus responds with compassion and care and does the miracle that these people need. In his compassion for sick and hurting people, he saw them, he received them, and he healed them. He miraculously provides the healing that they need. Now, I have experienced compassionate care from a doctor who helped heal me. I remember when I was a youth pastor in another church, my doctor was a member of the church, and he heard me cough, and he said, "Sounds like you need to come see me." And I responded, I said, "Well, actually, I called your office, and I tried to get an appointment, but I have one lined up for a few days." And he said, "Come see me tomorrow at 12:15. He gave up his lunchtime to take care of me. Now, that was real compassionate care from a doctor. But he healed me by prescribing medicine. Jesus heals by the power of his own word and the power of his own touch. Jesus miraculously provides what the people who came to him needed. Today, what do you need from Jesus? Coming to church is not about getting, getting, getting. We come to give praise and worship to God because he and he alone is worthy. And Jesus so often provides exactly what we need. The crowd comes to Jesus because they need healing, and he actually views that as a really good reason to come to him. Do you need healing? come to the prayer chapel during communion and let the prayer team pray for you and anoint you for healing. God has physically healed people here in this room doing that ministry enough time that we stop being surprised when he does it again. Do you need healing in a relationship or forgiveness? Come to Jesus and pray. Jesus so often provides the miraculous healing that we need when we come to him and ask. What do you need from Jesus today? Come to Jesus and pray. He doesn't promise specific ways that he will answer, but often he miraculously provides the healing that we need when we come and pray. And so here in Matthew 14, Jesus miraculously provides exactly what they need when they came and they asked for it. That's the first thing that we see. The second one is he provides the healing that they came and asked for, but then Jesus miraculously provides what they didn't even know to ask for. So he heals them, that's what they came and asked for, and then verse 15. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "Look, this is a desolate place. The day is now over. Send the crowds away so that they can go into the villages to buy food for themselves." Jesus says, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We only have 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them to me." And then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves, gave them to the disciples. The disciples went out and gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over, and those who ate were about 5,000 men plus women and children. So they ask for healing, but Jesus also provides what they didn't even know they could ask for. He miraculously feeds them without them even asking. They didn't know that was on the table as something that he could or would do. But Jesus miraculously provides what they didn't even know they could ask for. So last week, I was talking with one of you about a ministry situation where everything just lined up exactly right. Everything just fell into place exactly how we needed it. It's almost like God knew what he was doing. And I said to that person in this conversation, talking about how wonderful God was in providing all of this, I said, God just answered our prayer. And then I paused and I said, well, actually, I guess I never actually prayed about that. He answered the prayer we didn't even pray. We didn't even know we needed this, and God provided for us. Thanks be to God. Or the recent week, Justin preached last week, and we had that plan for months. This was his first sermon here. He's new, and we had this plan for quite a while. But what I didn't know when we said which week he was going to preach, I didn't know that the week leading up to that, sermons take a lot of time to put together. I didn't know the week leading up to that, I was going to have to take time off because I was going to have, based on physical need, 7 doctor's appointments and physical therapy appointments in the week leading up to it. I had no idea that's what I was going to need, but God lined it up and timed it in just the right way so that I was able to do what was needed on exactly the right week. I didn't even know to ask for that. How often has God provided exactly what you needed when you didn't even know you needed it? How often has God come through in exactly the way you needed, even though you didn't see the things that were coming or didn't see how things were going to work out, but he provided just what was needed when we didn't know to pray, we didn't know how to pray, we didn't even know we needed an answer? And if you're a new Christian or just testing the waters with Jesus, you might not have seen this in your life, but if you keep following him, you will. Can you think of a way that God has just come through for you even when you didn't ask? Can you look back on that miracle and thank God? Can that provision in the past encourage you to keep trusting in what you're going through now? But our Lord of compassion sees and knows you better than you even realize. And he's ready to walk with you through it. He's ready to hold you up in ways you can't even imagine yet. He's not promising the answer that you want, but he often miraculously gives you what you need when you don't even know what you need. But Jesus miraculously provides what they didn't even know to ask for. He healed them, and then he fed them. And third, and this is essential to understand this miracle, do not miss this. And then he includes them in the miracle itself. He includes them in it. The disciples come to Jesus and point out that it's getting late and these hungry people are going to have a problem if they don't get going so that they can go find some dinner. Jesus responds in verse 16, they don't need to go anywhere. You give them something to eat. Jesus, all we have is these small dinner rolls and a couple of sardines. Jesus says, that's plenty. Bring them to me. And Jesus takes that tiny offering, he gives thanks, he blesses it, he breaks it, hands it to them, and says, go ahead. Share that with them all. That's not enough to feed the front row, much less the crowd that has gathered. Now, unfortunately, sometimes this event is depicted as if kind of that's where the miracle took place. The disciples turn around and suddenly their baskets are now filled, and so they excitedly head out to distribute their miracle bread with their full baskets. But I think what we actually see here, and I would suggest that Mark's gospel, Mark's account of the same story in Mark chapter 6 makes this perhaps more explicit, is that Jesus gave the broken hunks of bread, small hunks of bread, to their disciples and teeny tiny pieces of fish. I mean, you're talking two fish divided by 12, a small piece of fish, and gives that. That's all they get in their hands. And he says, go ahead and feed them. That's all they have. And so they have to go out with that, trusting Jesus in order to see the miracle. And so just think about this. It says that there were 5,000 men plus women and children. That was a common way to count people in the ancient world, like it or not. That's the way people were often counted, men and then plus women and children. So we're talking 15,000 to 25,000 people total. That's probably what it actually was. If Jesus, one man, if Jesus personally broke the bread and the fish for each one of those, let's say 20,000 people, if he broke it, break, cut, hand, if he did that 20,000 times without stopping, it would have taken days to feed everybody. If Jesus broke the bread, handed it to the disciples, and then the 12 of them broke, cut, handed to 20,000 people, it would take between 10 to 12 hours to get it all done. That's breakfast the next day, not dinner that night. The only way this miracle could have taken place in what Scripture says is that it took place in the hands of the crowd. As one person received their small piece of bread and small piece of fish from a disciple, as each person got that, they broke it and handed it to their family members or to the person that's next, and they suddenly realized they still have enough. That's the only way this miracle could have taken place in the time permitted in Scripture. Jesus' miracle was accomplished in and through the disciples and the hands of the people in the crowd. These people came for healing. And Jesus miraculously heals and provides what they didn't even know to ask for, provides this food, and he actually uses them to accomplish the miracle. He invites them into, he includes them in the miracle. Jesus says in John chapter 14 that when we believe in Jesus, we will also do the work that Jesus does. And he says, greater things we will do because he's going to the Father and he's filling us with the Holy Spirit. Jesus includes his followers in the miracle, in Jesus' work in the world. He promises that we will be part of it. He does the work, but he doesn't just do it himself. He actually includes us in it. So the other day, my three-year-old was trying to open a Band-Aid. Children that age are not known for their careful dexterity and gentle care with small projects like that, so he was messing it all up. Now, I could just do it for him, which, of course, he thinks is an amazing superpower that I have, and I could just do it and let him stand in awe at the power that I have to open the Band-Aid on the first try. I could just let him continue to fail, or I could encourage him and give him the chance to do it together. And Jesus actually does that with us, but not with a Band-Aid with superheroes on it, but with life-changing miracles in people's lives. Remember, we're not Jesus, we're the three-year-old who needs his help, but he welcomes us into the miracle and uses us to do his work. He tells the disciples, go ahead, feed the people. And he actually then uses them to feed the people. Jesus includes us in the miracle. He might include us by praying for someone and seeing them healed. We'll never know unless we pray. He might include us by stirring us to generosity to provide for someone's need and answer to their prayer, and we'll never know unless we give. Or by using a skill that we have that someone needs, but we'll never know unless we serve. When we take what Jesus gives us and turn around and use it for the sake of others, often God works a miracle and uses us in it. Jesus miraculously heals. He miraculously provides for what they didn't even ask for, and he includes them, includes us in that miracle itself that literally takes place in their hands and in ours as well. When we come to Jesus, amazing things can happen. Jesus transforms lives. He heals bodies. He gives supernatural provision. He also works miraculously to support us in trouble when we don't see how we can keep going. He doesn't always give us what we want, but he often gives us what we need when we come to him. He doesn't provide everything we think we need, but so often he provides exactly what we needed even when we didn't know it. And when we're willing to follow and obey his call, he uses us in the miracle in the lives of people in the world. He invites us into his work in the lives of other people. And so I ask you again the question I asked at the beginning. Today, what do you need from Jesus? Are you ready and willing to pray and ask? Are you ready for him to heal, even if it's not in the way you expected? Are you open to him doing a work in you that you're not even aware you need? Are you willing to follow him, even into something you don't understand, so you can be part of the miracle in somebody else's life? See, Jesus miraculously heals. He miraculously provides for what they didn't even realize they needed. And even today, he invites us into his miracle. Amen.